Laser focus is about the only way to describe this 21-2 Can Girls basketball squad, as they've now won 10 straight games with their 71-34 win over Wayne last Friday and are not looking to slow up their tempo anytime soon. Head coach Joe Woolham credits this success to the experience that runs the tempo on the floor with dedicated senior leadership.
Well, you know, I think having a veteran group like we do, having a bunch of seniors, you know, and I think they understand the moment and what they want to accomplish. And I think that helps keep focus and you know, keeps the girls playing at a high level.
The press for Cam continues to hold teams in games, as Coach Wallum calls it a quote-unquote work in progress, as that work has started to pull in their favor.
Yeah, you know, it's a work in progress, but it's, you know, one of those things that we've been doing for, 4 years with this group. And, you know, they just continue to get better and better at it. And, you know, hopefully that's the case. We get some more opportunities to keep trying it and seeing what we can accomplish with it.
Despite being put into tough defensive situations, Eva Stephenson has continued to lead this Cougars team in scoring, averaging 21.1 points, 9.7 rebounds, and 4.3 assists this season. Her athleticism and ball movement have been key forces to Cam's success.
Well, just number one, she's just how good of a player she can be. You know, she can take people off the dribble. She can shoot it off the bounce. She doesn't need a whole lot of room to get open. And then she's also a great passer. So if they pressure her, put two on her, she's able to find the open girl as well.
Another player that has stepped up down the line has been Kieran Nichols. The senior stepped up big in the last game against Wayne with 19 points, a team-leading 6 rebounds and 3 assists. She is just one of many seniors, including Meredith Rich, Carly Dennis, and Emma Fulman, who have made this Cougars offense jump out to big starts in games.
Well, you know, she's going to be a huge part of us, you know, what we do. You know, all the things you just mentioned is what makes us successful. Her getting rebounds and allowing us to get out and run, her getting stops on the defensive end, you know, so we're going to lean a lot on Kira here in the postseason as we have all year.
Cam has an opportunity to make it to the Hardwood and Wells Fargo Arena for the state tournament, but they have to first get past a tough Montezuma team in the regional championship. The Bravettes feature Ellen Cook and Teresa Wettering, who are averaging over 13 points and 4.8 rebounds per game this season. Their defense matches Cam, as they both are allowing teams to score just 35 points per game this year.
Well, you know, they're going to be, they're a stout group, obviously, for what they've done. They've had a great season. They're obviously well coached. We're going to have to find ways to get open shots, and we're going to have to find a way to get out in transition, and that's where we play at our strength. If they get us in a half-court game, you know, it's something we struggle with, so we got to really speed the game up, and, you know, hopefully our press and transition game will allow that.
While this is quite a drive for the Cougars, they'll be going into this game ready to play against a top team and a top-tier facility. This will be the game that determines it all for Cam.
Well, you know, the number one thing we've been talking about for a while now is just enjoying the moment. You know, so we're going to get to play in a beautiful big gym. Go there and enjoy it and just leave everything on the court. Wherever it ends, it ends.
The Cougars jump out to the Hardwood tomorrow, February 21st at Norwalk High School with a 7 p.m. tip-off. KSLM 96.5 will be live with myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West in the call, with a pregame show at 6:40 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.